Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is being restored to sanity. And we're talking about the second step today. And that is, came to believe that a power in ourselves could restore us to sanity, right?
Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Yes, that's it.
That's the one.
Good morning, Chas.
Hi. So, what's this mean?
It means that we were probably insane before we got to the program. And that people that aren't in the program, it means that, the first step is admitting that we're powerless, right? Over pretty much everything except us, ourselves, and that our life became unmanageable, that, you know, obviously, it's pain that brought us into recovery, right? Just yep. A lot of pain. Our lives became unmanageable. And then the next step is about hope. You know, it's about new possibilities. And that's what recovery offers us. It offers us hope, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel hopeful?
I did because that obsession lifted eventually for me with drugs and alcohol. Yes. So when that happened, yeah, I think it helped me believe, you know, I had to walk it out and see the results. I guess I wasn't a blind faith person. Like it didn't happen like that. I needed to, walk it out and, the obsession did lift as I did the work. Yes. And as I started to hand my will over a little more and more.
So. Yeah. You're right, Chas. Yeah.
Yeah, insanity was restored. I didn't even know how insane I was, honestly. Still am. I mean, my mind is still insane, but I know it today.
Yeah. At least today we know our mind is crazy.
Yep. Right. It is. Yeah. It is crazy.
Mine too. Yeah. And a power greater than ourselves, it doesn't have to be, it's not the religious God. It's, you know, we're talking about a spiritual God, and a spiritual God for me just means that, of your own personal understanding, not necessarily religion taught, but just having a personal relationship, building a personal relationship. And, you know, that's a process of learning how to do that. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. So, and, you know, for people that don't believe, that don't have a belief system, you know, there's two ends of it. There's people that come in, say people, for instance, that are Catholic and they have all that doctrine and, you know, it's just been instilled in them probably for a long time. And then they have to work to get some of those messages out. Because the God in the program is a kind, loving, forgiving God. It's not necessarily the punishing God that some people have been grown up to believe. Also, imagine in the program if we believed in a punishing God, that would be awful.
It would be.
It would be awful. Yeah.
Like, I don't think we'd get very far.
No, our faith, we wouldn't be building faith on something. I wouldn't. No, if I don't, there's a punishing God, he was up there keeping score, and I was a sinner. Oh, no, I can't subscribe to that.
Yeah, imagine what that would do to our good girl complex.
No.
We'd be crushed. I did grow up with a punishing God. I came in with a punishing God, and it's years to start to believe that. And this is another thing I've had to walk out. I couldn't just believe it. Like, I've had to walk it out and see that everything that's happening, even when it doesn't look good or like it's for my best interest, like really, 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 really believing that it is and right. that God does, there is a loving God.
Yes.
And it is always for my best interest. Always. Always. Yes.
Yeah.
Even when the lesson looks crappy, mm-hmm. even when consequences have come, even when disappointment has come, and hurt and, you know, all that stuff. It's just yes. a part of it. Doesn't yep. mean I'm being punished. Now, I'm not going to say that that belief isn't still in there. It is. But truth is also in there that comes behind that. You know?
Okay.
I yeah. do have a fear of being punished. And that's just old, that's old childhood crap.
Yeah, that's more the good, like you said, the good girl complex. You know? Yeah. Just thinking yeah. you have to be a good girl for God.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going to yes. get punished.
Yes.
And it's exactly. like, no, that's not true. At least the God of my understanding is a very loving, forgiving, kind God.
Yeah.
Not a punisher.
And that is the God in the program.
Yes. And then
or whatever people, you call it.
Yeah, you could. Well, that's what I was going to say is that, you know, and some people come in with no faith at all, that have never, you know, either agnostic or atheist or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your, it doesn't matter. It, bottom line is they're asking you to believe in something greater than yourself, a power greater than yourself. And it can be the universe. It can be the sky. It can be the tree. It can be the meeting. You know, sometimes for people, the meeting is their, you know, is that place where they start to build faith, or your sponsor. That also can be a place where, or a therapist, where you start to build faith in someone, you know, that may know more than us and begin to learn, like I think you said, giving up our will.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter that there's no rules in the program. I love that too. There's no rules. There are suggestions, you know, but there are no rules, right?
That's true too. I mean, I took everything literally because that's my black and white thinking, but it is true. They are just suggestions. You're not, yeah. Again, you won't be punished if you don't do it perfectly. And who does?
No, none of us can do it perfectly. That's what I'm saying is we don't want to bring religion into it because there's a lot of rules and regulations depending on who's, you know, what church and what person is leading the church and all that. This is a personal relationship. And this step is about hope and new possibilities. It's about opening our mind to new possibilities, that there's something greater than ourselves. Right. And it's a loving presence, whatever you call it. I think all the steps are beautiful, but I really love that. You know, yeah. I in my situation, my grandma is really the only one that I remember that went to church. My parents were agnostic, although my dad did grow up with a religious mother. He probably had to go to church, but he joined my mom. They were both agnostic, and God was never discussed in our house. Nothing was ever offered to us, but my grandma, my dad's mother, was quite religious. She had deep, deep faith, and I always admired her faith. Always, always. And I didn't grab on to she took me to church every Sunday that I was with her, and I was with her a lot of summers. And we would go to church and really take a whole lot from the church itself, from what was being taught. I don't think I let much of that in, but what I took from it was my grandmother's experience of just, she was this loving presence. The community in the church, you know, her community was beautiful to witness. And and just opening my mind to the possibility, you know, it didn't set me up to be agnostic like my parents. I always wanted to believe in something, but I spent a lot of years going to different churches trying to find that right fit for myself. And probably the closest that I came was the Unity Church. But even then, it had its limitations. And I finally realized that I don't have to go to church. Church is every day is in my house. I mean, you know, God's presence. I dialogue all day with God. So I'm in church. I'm in church. It's not a building. It's not a structure outside of myself. It's inside of myself, right?
Yeah, for sure. When I came into the program, you know, I definitely pulled on your faith in the beginning and on everybody else's. Like, people were just a lot more open-minded than I had ever experienced. A lot more open-minded. I didn't know that there could be another way with that.
Yeah. I know. I think people are surprised sometimes.
Yeah,
what the program offers, you know.
It's freeing. It's freeing. It's very, that's what I would say the second step feels like, freeing, to know that there is a possibility of more.
Yeah. And also, the program doesn't say you have to give up your religion to believe in something greater than yourself, according to the program. You can have both if you choose. You can still have your faith, your whatever denomination you are, you can still have that. But it's just teaching us that what the program is telling us is to learn to build a personal relationship, learn to dialogue with God, learn to pray, learn to meditate, just building that conscious contact, because God is woven all through the program, all through the steps, all through the program. God, there's nowhere God isn't, really. So it's, you have to bring it in. You bring it in, but again, you know, you don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to give this up. You know, just like people sometimes in Al-Anon think that they have to leave their loved one because they came into the program. Well, no, you don't. There's no rules. You can stay with your alcoholic, or you can leave. It's completely up to you. No one makes those choices for you. So there's only suggestions in the program, and I so appreciate that, because you know, the whole idea of laws and rules would kind of be a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
And probably scare a lot of people away.
Yeah.
Especially people that are agnostic or atheists would be like, I'm doing this. If I have to believe in God, I'm not doing this. I mean, I can hear people that would say that.
Sure.
But that's not what the program teaches them.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. No, it's about programs, about choices and freedom and a new way of living.
And yes.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I remember my first sponsor was, I didn't know that she was agnostic or atheist. She might have been atheist. She didn't believe in God. But she worked a really good program. She was very involved. She did a lot of service work. So I didn't understand the God part of it with her at that point when I asked her to be my sponsor. I wanted someone to walk through the steps with me. But after a period of time, I can't tell you what period of time, she confessed to me that she didn't have faith. And I was heading deeper into faith at that time. I actually came in with a little bit of faith, because I had had a spiritual experience prior to recovery. So I'd already started opening my mind to God. But when I realized that she just could not offer anything there, then we had to part ways, because I definitely needed someone that had a belief system that could help me, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yep, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is important.
Yeah,
I know. I've pulled on your faith over the years.
Yeah,
yep. Helped me to build my own too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still building faith, right? I feel like every day is a faith building exercise of just, and faith means today I'll surrender and trust that, you know, things will, let things just play out the way they play out, and I don't have to be in control. I don't have to figure it out. I can just let the day happen.
Yeah.
And trust that God is in there. There's nowhere God isn't. Let's just say that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
Yeah. That those are really comforting words, actually, today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at nature, right? Look at the animals in nature. Just, yeah. I mean, yeah, how can you not see God?
And I guess God is in everyone as well.
Every person, even that one that flicks you off in traffic.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Or gives you a dirty look in line at the grocery store because you're, you know, holding them up.
Yep. I get messages from God through people. Yesterday morning, I was telling you, she felt like a very wise lady at work. And she just told me that the universe wants to bless me. And that blessings are everywhere. Every day is a blessing. It's like, wow, you wise woman. Like, thank you for those words. Like, I don't know. Like, it's so helpful to hear that from people sometimes. Like, it just snaps you out and into gratitude. Like, yeah, she's right. Every day is a blessing.
What a beautiful message, right?
Yeah. And then this one was a little weird, but I took it as a good thing. This I delivered to this one guy, and as I was leaving, he kind of like did this bow thing and was just like, peace be with you. Like, okay, thank you, buddy. I get messages for sure. God is everywhere. You're right.
So one of the messages that I've had to undo, and it has to do with the good little girl thing, is that, you know, I had this idea if I did everything that I thought God wanted me to do, that I would be rewarded in the sense that I wouldn't get sick. I wouldn't have loss, all these things. It was almost like I was bargaining with God about the events of my life. And you know what? None of that was true. Well, first of all, God doesn't cause things that happen. You know, I know people say, how could God let this happen? I think about that shooting that just happened in the school. And, you know, I'm sure it's going through people's minds, like, how could God let this happen? But God didn't sell that gun. Mm-mm. God didn't put that gun in the hands of an 18-year-old. Like, we're the ones that screw things up.
Sure.
We're the ones that screw things up. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, but I have learned that that's not true, that I am going to have the experiences that I have. And some of them have been deeply challenging, losing a child, certainly, you know, walking through addiction myself, just all kinds of things, still all kinds of things, health issues. I mean, it hasn't been this life that I thought, if I was a good little girl, that I was going to get this big prize.
Yep.
And it's been completely the opposite. But the good news is, because all these years I've been building faith, is that when these storms have come, that I've been able to weather them. And not only weather them, but find the gifts in them and grow. And, you know, that's a huge gift, because I used to awfulize everything. My mind was an awfulizer. And, I know that things that have happened to me are not a punishment. You know, it's also, I also don't subscribe to that good little girl. If I'm a good little girl, God will do this for me. No, things just happen in life. Things happen. You know, God didn't lead my daughter to drugs. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, health-wise, I don't know. I have to surrender that whole mess.
I've had the same exact thinking. Because then when you are the good girl, it's like, well, what did I do wrong? No, it's not about that.
No, and there's a smugness that goes with that. I'm thinking, I'm being good, so I'm going to get this. And then looking at other people thinking, they better get their act together.
Yeah, you're right.
Got smashed. That was definitely an ego thought. It got smashed to smithereens. I don't see things that way anymore. Yeah. know, we're all going to have experiences. We're not meant to come here and just have this comfortable life all the time. We are going to grow. Hopefully we're going to use our experiences to grow, or we're going to use our experiences to diminish ourselves. You know, it's completely our choice. Right. Yeah,
it is. You're right.
Yeah.
So what's your word today?
Well, I keep vacillating between peace and quiet. Well, let's just do both of them. Peace and quiet.
Okay. I'm going with gratitude today. I'm just going to focus on gratitude.
Okay.
Not lack thinking, but all the things that my life is full of.
Yeah, all the blessings, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Before we started talking this morning, I was thinking about that. Just thinking, yeah. You know, I had this idea about what I thought my life should look like, and none of it has turned out. None of it has turned out that way, but this is my life, and can I accept it for today? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can accept it for today. Tomorrow, tomorrow's, no, that's the future.
It's a long way away.
Yep, sure is. Hasn't come yet.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts?
Nope, I think that's it, Chess.
All right. Thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chess and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com. And also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!